thirdsunday.com. The third Sunday in Easter, Cycle C. What love really means. Claire peeked outside of the door to the recreational vehicle. Well, that sure smells good, Grandpa. I'm pan-cooking this trout with an old family recipe, her grandfather said. He smiled, then turned his attention back to the pan atop the portable gas grill. Claire gazed up to the tall pines that seemed evenly divided by shafts of light from the summer evening sun. The cooling air mixed the scent of the pines with the aroma of the fried fish. Claire's stomach growled. Hurry up, Grandpa, I'm hungry. Claire's grandmother stepped out from behind the RV. Go back and finish your video, dear. I'm setting the table at the picnic bench. Dinner will be ready in a few minutes. Claire breathed in and smacked her lips. Then she closed the door and returned to her small DVD player. The door to the RV opened. Dinner's ready, Claire, her grandmother said. Claire pressed the pause button on the player, bounced off the bench, and made her way outside to the picnic bench. Light from a gas lantern replaced the sunlight that dimmed between the trees. She took her place first, while her grandparents served trout, salad, and buns. Take my hand for grace, her grandfather said. Oh, yeah, Claire said as she gazed at her plate. Her grandfather intoned the blessing. Kate blurted out amen, then grabbed her fork, stabbed a piece of fish, and whisked it into her mouth. Mmm. Claire scooped up another piece of fish into her mouth and savored the taste. You're enjoying that, her grandfather said. Claire just nodded. Another piece of fish went into her mouth. I told you all that time on the lake this morning was worth it, and you said you hated fishing. Her grandfather laughed. No, dear. Claire said fishing was boring. Her grandmother chuckled, too. Claire popped the last piece of fish into her mouth. This is really good. Claire swallowed and put her fork down. She got up, ran around the bench, and stretched her arms out to hug her grandparents. I love you. Her grandfather turned, picked up Claire, and placed her on his lap. We love you, too. We love to take care of you. Claire buried herself into her grandfather's embrace. The word love has little meaning unless it's surrounded by other words that bolster it. Words like care and devotion. Words like commitment and sacrifice. Love means little to us unless we care for others, unless we devote our time and our talents for them, unless we consistently give of ourselves for their sake. Without action, the word love rings hollow. At breakfast on a lakeshore, Jesus reminded Peter of what love really means. Peter, do you love me? Lord, I love you. Then take care of my sheep. Jesus repeated the dialogue 3 times to the exasperation of Peter. He asked Peter over and over to make a point. Peter had denied the Lord during the passion 3 times. Now Jesus gave him an opportunity to affirm his love 3 times. But then Jesus laid out the true meaning of the word love. Love of God means to care for his children. Love of God means to die for him. No matter if the death is a glorious martyrdom, or if the death is a slow struggle of day-by-day selflessness. Love meant to give glory to God now, in this life, and in the next. Peter and the disciples soon learned what love was really all about. In the book of Acts, Peter and John placed duty to God above everything else. They preached the good news, despite the admonition of the leaders in Jerusalem. They were beaten for their efforts, yet praised God for their treatment. That was proof of their devotion now. Their devotion also pointed to worship of God in heaven. In the book of Revelation, John the Elder portrayed love of God as a communal experience. The faithful joined the elders, the angels, indeed all of creation, in praise of God and his Lamb. The community of those who love God will gather together and share in the glow of that emotion. The goal of love for God is worship. Do you really love me, faithful one? Feed my sheep. The question of love Jesus laid before Peter, he lays before us. If we truly love the Lord, we must care for his children and die to our needs for the good of others. This is the kind of love surrounded with words like care, devotion, commitment, and sacrifice. This kind of love is difficult it might seem overwhelming, but it doesn't exist in isolation. This kind of love is shared now with others and in eternity with God. This is the only kind of love that really matters. How do you show others your love for God? How is that love a shared effort with others? This presentation was written, narrated, and produced by Larry Broding. Copyright 2007, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.